Zondervan presents The Home Place by Gilbert Morris. Read by Judith West. Part 1. The Venture. Chapter 1. A wedge of pale sunlight slanted through the window to Lainey's left, touching her auburn hair and bringing out a slight golden tint. She bent over the warm morning cook stove, opened the firebox, then, with quick, economical movements, removed the gray ashes with a small shovel, dumping them into a 5-gallon can. She reached down into an old apple crate filled with what her dad called rich pine, fragments of pine knots so soaked with sap that when lit with a match they would burn like a torch. Piling several knots onto the grate of the firebox, Lainey took a kitchen match from a box that rested on a shelf and struck the match on the rough strip on the side. She leaned down and held the flame against the wood until the rich pine caught. Quickly she pulled small pieces of pine kindling from a box and put them on top of the blaze. She crisscrossed 3 smaller sticks of white oak firewood, arranging them expertly so that a draft was formed, causing them to burn evenly. She shut the firebox door and opened the draft on the stovepipe, then paused, listening to the crackle of the flames and the rush of air up the chimney. Satisfied, she turned the knob for the damper part way to slow down the fire. Lainey Bell Freeman paused, listening to the fire. She tucked a rebellious curl from her forehead behind her ear. At 14, Lainey had reached that stage when adolescence gives way to young womanhood. She was thoughtful in most things, cautious and sometimes slow.